KC2VLA, KC2WI. Good evening, this is KC2WI Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Pete. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club Repeater 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles south of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. Hearing none, is there any portable battery powered or mobile stations wishing to check in? Over. This is KC2WI Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. Over.
KA2ZNZ.
KC2NBU.
Alright, so we got three there. So KA2VLA, go ahead, Clint.
Good evening, Pete. I just want to give you another net, another count. The big thing was moving snow this morning and running a snowblower three mornings in a row. It's pushing snow and make it worthwhile. But the day warmed up nice. We have a flat, semi-flat grass roof that drops about 4 feet. It's 28 foot long. And that tends to hold a lot of weight. I got a 12-inch guy bar through the center of it. But I had my son come down and clean it off today. Deep snow had a wet quality to it. I've seen these shovelful was heavy than it. But that's the way the day went. Monday 73, KA2BLA.
After the first storm, or in the middle of it, I went out and ran the snowblower for, I don't know, 2 hours or something. And then I attempted to go ride a snowmobile, but it was just so fluffy, and between being so fluffy and the snow blowing over the windshield and the snow coming down, you couldn't see anything, and so I didn't really do anything there, but what I was going to do is just go out and ride a little bit first, and I didn't do that. So after the next storm, I lost track of what happened when here, but Thursday I went out, and I still didn't go out as early as I should have, and whatever, long story, but anyway, I went for a ride, and then Friday I got smart. I did run the snowblower a little bit, but I quit. Went out for a ride, a couple hours, and I still didn't start out early enough, you know, and it was okay. I got back. It was kind of getting dark, but, Friday it was, you know, it was fairly nice later in the day. At least it wasn't snowing hard. And yesterday I worked, and today I resolved, I was kind of waiting for it to stop snowing, so I kind of dragged, but the next thing I knew it was after 1 o'clock instead of getting out at 11:30 like I was going to, but boy, the snowmobile ride was easy, no problems. I kind of got a little bit stuck once or twice, not really, but, you know, I had to jiggle a little bit, but it was fine until I got back home and started with the snow clearing, the snow blowing and shoveling out from under the cars. And boy, that wore me right out. So, yep, it can, the way this weather is going, it'd be a lot of snow clearing. Anyway, thanks for the check in there, Clint, and KA2ZNZ, go ahead.
Yeah, hi Pete and everybody on board. I am on a different antenna, so I might be a little noisy here tonight. But at the moment we got 23.4 degrees, and don't really have a good measurement on the snow yet here. It's nothing in comparison to what you've had in that way, that's for sure. But took some time today to have to clean the cars off and snowball around and got too close to the wife's flower garden with the auger, and the one auger, one side of the auger hit and snapped the shear plate out. So I had to come in and take care of that. Fortunately, the piece left in there came right out, so nothing to it. So it was just kind of a busy day.
Okay, okay, Jack. Well, you know, my snow blower, I didn't do a thing to it. I did get it out and started before the snow. I got it out, put some gas in it, pushed the primer two or three times, pulled it once, didn't bother to plug it in, and electric started right up, and it's running good. It's in good shape, but boy, you know, a lot of people waited. And one of my customers, Dennis, said, I got a big job to do for, to talk to him on Thursday, and I don't know the exact story, but needed a new tire for his tractor, and got that on, and I can't remember exactly the sequence of what he told me. I ran it or something, and went in, and his wife went out in the garage. The garage was full of smoke, and the tractor was on fire, and of course, he grabbed the fire extinguisher, which he'd had sitting in the garage forever, and it didn't really work, you know, and that kind of stuff. So it didn't burn the house down, but he did not have an operational tractor with a snowblower, so he ended up finding another snowblower. I guess you got to use snowblower, but this is the season for it. And I have my dad's good snowblower in my garage that I was going to get fixed up before, you know, it snowed a lot. And unfortunately, I didn't. Every year this happens, I have some issue with my trailer pulling vehicle, and I don't have it, so I don't get all this stuff done early in the fall, and then it gets late. And I'm getting firewood late, and you know, and all this. I could have had that snowblower out here 3 months ago. Took it to get fixed or worked on it at my leisure, but now I'm not going to take it anywhere. But the guy down the street here, I was going to have him do it, but he said he's already booked up till after Christmas. He says he does snowmobile stuff in the winter mostly. He says I'm about 30 machines behind. So anyway, hopefully we don't get too much more snow. There's a ton of it up here. KC2WI and over to KC2MBU.
Well, hello Pete. We got, this quick in and out here, we got 20 degrees and a lot of snow. This snow that we got yesterday, last night, is the dense stuff, not the light fluffy stuff we got the day before, so good snowmobile packing should be do a lot better with the sled with this latest snow.
Well, actually, I went out Friday, like I said, and that was an 18-inch. I went out Thursday, and I went up to Branningham and down the big hill in the back way, sort of in the Lions Falls, if not too many people ride. And then I was intended to go up the hill the next day. Well, we had 18 inches of snow. And I did it anyway, and it took me a while on the steep hill, you know, going up and down and packing. And I specifically went up and down and packed, and then when I got up to the top, I went to a spot where there was a tree down, and I wanted to mark it. So I went to there and put a couple sticks in that so that when they come through with the groomer, they'll see it. Turned around, came back down the hill, and went nice and slow and packed. And when I went back today, I'll tell you what, I had a lot more trouble going up with the 6 inches of snow today in the area that I didn't pack real wide, at least. I had more trouble, it was iffier, than going up in the 18 inches of fluff. So it's heavier, but it's more draggy, and it is I'm not sure that it's that more packy. It was kind of a fine, granular, like little ball bearings or something. So, when it settles down and when it gets really packed, yeah, it'll be good. But we could have done without that last snow, that's for sure. And boy, what really doesn't sound good is the end of the week is going to rain. It's going to warm up. Let's hope it doesn't warm up and it's all snow if we get precipitation. Because anything that hasn't been moved and any roof that hasn't been shoveled is going to be in big trouble. So I'm looking, I'm thinking that every day this week we're going to be working on cleaning roofs and doing everything. And, even if we don't get any more snow, it's still a ton more work. Anyway, this is KC2WI for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for any additional check-ins. This is KC2WI Net, control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for additional check-ins. This is KC2WI, do we have any comments or last-minute check-ins to the Black River Valley Service Net? Over. This is KC2WI, nothing heard. We'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net approximately 9:16 p.m. and return the repeater to other amateur use. Thanks, Clint and Jack and Ray for checking in, and the net is now closed. This is KC2WI out.
Have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2000.